Once a branch cannot bear fruit, then it lost its existence.
所以耶稣说，我是真葡萄树，你们是枝子的时候。
So once when Jesus said, I'm the true vine and you're the branch.
他要求我们必须为他结果子。
Jesus is demanding everyone, every branch to bear fruit.
但是今天我们要怎样为主多结果子呢？
How can we bear more fruit?
从这段经文让我们看到。
The verses show us.
第一方面。
First,
就是我们的生命必须与主接连。
Our life have to be connected to be remain in Christ.
主耶稣说我是真葡萄树。
Jesus said, I'm the true vine.
是真的，不是假的。
I'm the true vine, not the false vine.
葡萄树有没有假的？
Do we have false vine?
有。
Yes.
很多这个。
We have many artificial vine.
plastic.
The plastic one.
那都是假的。
They are artificial.
但是耶稣说我是真葡萄树的时候
，When Jesus says I'm the true vine，
他强调他是真的。
He emphasized that he is the true vine.
这个呢，有真的就有假的。
With the true, there is also a false.
请问今天有没有假的基督徒
？Are there fake Christians around？
有没有？今天有没有假的传道人
？With fake pastors？
有没有假的牧师
？Fake pastors？
有没有假的先知、假的教师
？Five prophets, five false。False teacher.
那有没有假的神学生
？And false seminarians.
希望没有。
We hope there is none false one.
希望没有。但是在前面耶稣说他是从天上赐下来的那个生命的粮。
Jesus is the bread of heaven.
意思说他是真正的粮食啊，真粮食。
He's a true bread of life.
耶稣说我是好牧者。
Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd.
表示说他是真的牧者。
He is the true shepherd.
那耶稣说我是真葡萄树。
I'm the true vine, Jesus said.
表示说神要接着他接着耶稣基督把他恩典赐给世界
上面
所有的人。God the Father is
bring blessings through Christ to all of us.
在圣经里面让我们看到。
In the Bible, we see.
主耶稣非常强调这个真实这件事情。
Jesus emphasized the truthfulness.
他非常憎恶那些虚假或者假冒伪善的。
He hates all falsehood.
所以我们今天做传道人
So today as pastor
servants of the Lord 不要做一个虚假的传道人
Do not be a false servant
在圣经里面我们看到主耶稣在责备那些文士法利赛人的时候
When Jesus rebuked the publicans and the Pharisees
他说你们这些假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有灾祸了
Jesus always rebuked them saying they are hypocrites
你们因为你们好像混世的活木，外面很好看，里面却充满了装饰了死人的骨头和一切的污秽。
You look pretty outside, inside, but inside you're all dead bones.
我相信耶稣讲这句话的时候
，When Jesus said these words，
你在菲律宾会特别会体验到。
We could understand in the Philippines when we went to the Chinese cemetery.
你看到外面做的很美。
There are beautiful memorials.
里面甚至有些坟墓呢，里面呢。
Some of those
有这个游泳池。
Some places even have swimming pools.
有冷气房。
They have air conditioning room.
有麻将的桌子。
They have
tables
for playing for leisure.
但是里面还是充满了。
But inside is still the dead bones are there inside the tomb.
所以我们看到说主耶稣呢，告诉我们说，我们不要做假的传道人。
So Jesus doesn't want us to be false servants or preachers.
当主耶稣在世上的时候
，While Jesus was on earth,
他对人讲话的时候，常常说，我实实在在的告诉你们。
Jesus always say, I truly, truly say to you.
什么是实实在在
？What is truly, truly？
你们读希腊文的同学们，你们都知道实实在在是什么
？Taken Greek, you know what truly, truly means.
什么？Amen, Amen.
Amen, Amen.
今天你对人家说话，我会说 Amen, Amen. 我告诉你吗
？You talk to people, Amen, Amen. I say to you.
你们都知道 Amen 是什么意思
？Do you know what Amen means?
是实实在在。
It's truly, truly.
今天呢，我们每个传道人，
Today,
我们要做一个实实在在的传道人。
Every preacher should be a truly, truly pastor.
但是我们要怎样做一个实实在在的传道人？
How to be a true pastor?
主耶稣说，你们要藏在我那里，我里面，我也藏在你们里面。
Jesus said, remain in me and I'll remain in you.
枝子如果不藏在葡萄树上面，自己就不能够结果子。
If the branches left the vine, he could not bear fruit.
你们如果不藏在我里面，也是这样。
If you're not in me, you're also like that.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
I'm the vine, you are the branches.
藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。
Remain in me, and I remain in you.
这人就多结果子。
And this person will bear fruit.
因为离了我，你们就不能够做什么。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
你要看到耶稣一直一次再一次的讲，你们要藏在我里面，
repeatedly,
我就藏在你们里面。
Jesus keeps saying, "You have to remain in me, and I remain in you."
那在这边，你们发现耶稣用葡萄树来比喻他自己，来形容他自己。
Jesus used the vine to describe himself.
为什么他不说我是菲律宾的拉树 Nara tree?
Why don't he said I'm the Nara tree?
为什么耶稣不说我是松树
or the I'm pine tree?
为什么他不说我是这个杉树
or any tree in the Philippines?
Okay.
Coconut tree.
你看到说
mountain
菲律宾的拉树很出名，对吗？
You know that Anzones?
Nara wood.
The Nara wood is very famous in the Philippines.
很硬的,
it has very thick skin.
不肯吃的,
yeah.
不愿意吃的,
even the ant could not grind on the Nara tree, the Nara wood.
也是很贵的,
is the most expensive wood.
可以用, 用来做很贵重的家具。
It's been used for expensive furniture.
但耶稣为什么不说我是菲律宾的这个 Nara tree?
Why don't Jesus say I'm the Nara tree?
他说我是葡萄树。
He used I'm the vine.
葡萄树的那个木头根本做不了什么。
You see the vine, the branches, they could even bear something built on.
他没办法把它用拿来做家具。
We cannot use the branch or to use the bear
葡萄树的
make furniture.
葡萄树的唯一的功用就是要结果子。
The only usefulness for the vine is to bear fruit.
因为它有这个它的生产的生产力是非常强的。
Its productivity is very strong.
有时候一棵葡萄树可以结一万颗的葡萄。
Have about thousands of grapes.
所以我们看到说这个葡萄树的功用就是要结果子。
Its task is to bear fruit.
那耶稣说我是真葡萄树，你们是枝子。
Jesus said, I'm the true vine and you are the branches.
枝子如果不藏在葡萄树上面，自己就不能够结果子。
If the branch is not in me, it will not bear fruit.
换一句话说，他用这个比喻来比喻我们跟他这个生命的连接。
In other words, the life of the disciples is connected to Christ.
换句话说，我们必须与主建立一个亲密的关系。
In other words, we have to have a strong and an intimate relationship.
主说你们要常常住在我的里面。
Jesus said, "You have always remained in me."
我就常常住在你们的里面。
And I will always remain in you.
但是这边有一个问题。
But there's a problem.
是今天是你在主的里面，还是主在你的里面
？Today, are you in Christ or is Christ in you?
主在你的里面，还是你在主的里面
？Is Christ in you or are you in Christ?
两方面都有。
We have both.
对吗？但是在这里呢，我们看到非常奇妙，这个是一个生命的结连。
It's a life intimate relationship.
就好像一堆那个柴在烧。
It's like a bush, a burning of woods.
这个是柴在火的里面，还是火在柴的里面
？Are the woods inside the fire or the fire in the woods? In the woods?
柴如果离开了火，自己不能没办法烧。
If the wood is get out from the furnace, it will not burn anymore.
火里面如果没有柴，也不没办法烧。
If the fire has no wood to burn, then it will not have fuel. It will not burn. So they are together.
今天基督徒。
Today, Christians.
如果没有基督，他就徒然活着。
If you don't have Christ, you are nothing.
是不是？Christian without Christ is I am nothing.
Because without Christ, you are I am nothing.
我是突然活在这个世界上。
And you just live with no purpose.
那所以今天呢，我们做一个传道人。
So today, as a servant of the
Lord, 我们一定要与基督家这个有生命的结连。
We must be connected to Christ.
因为耶稣说，你们离了我，你们就不能够做什么。
Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing.
啊，今天哦，你没有，你不要以为你自己很厉害。
Don't think that you are powerful.
啊，你不要以为你自己很有学问，很有经验。
Don't think you are educated and you have experience.
你不要以为你到处的关系都打得很好。
Don't think that you have all kinds of relationships.
你不要以为别人还要怕你几分。
Don't think that people are afraid of you.
啊，你不要以为你能够啊为所欲为。
Don't think that you can do anything by yourself.
我告诉你，这是绝对不可能的。
It's impossible.
那因为耶稣说，那你们离了我，你们就不能够做什么。
Because Jesus said, "Without apart from me, you can do nothing."
所以今天呢，我们如果离开了耶稣基督，我们的生命就会立刻枯干。
So once you depart from Christ, then we will dry up.
啊，今天我们就没有办法为主多结果子。
And we could not bear any more fruit.
但是我们要怎样住在主的里面
？How can we be abiding in Him?
主耶稣说：“你们要住在我的里面。”
Jesus says, "Remain in me."
这句话有两方面的意思。
There are two aspects here.
一方面就是我们要把神的话语藏在我们心里面。
First is to keep God's word inside us.
Take the word in.
We have to take His word in us.
把神的话语放在我们的里面，深藏在我们里面。
Take His words and plant it inside us.
那耶稣说啊，你们若藏在我的里面，我的话语也藏在你们里面。
Jesus says, "If you remain in me, and my word will be remain in you."
第十四章十五节、二十一节、二十三节、二十四节，耶稣都说，你们如果爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
And the last verses in this chapter says, "If you love me, you will obey my command."
那在十五章第十节啊，耶稣也这样说。
Even in verse 10, Jesus said,
你们如果遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。
Verse 10, Jesus said, if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I obey my Father.
从上下我们来看。
So from this context,
主说我们要遵守他的话语。
So we are to obey his command.
我们如果住在他的里面，我们就必须遵守他的话语。
If we are to remain in him, we are to obey his command.
接着他的话语，我们来认识他。
And we can know him more through his word.
我们来明白他，我们来经历他。
We will know and experience God.
这就包括我们每一天的灵修生活。
Include every day of our devotional life.
包括我们每一天的祷告的生活。
Include our prayer life.
包括我们每一天的背念圣经的生活。
Include our memorization of his word.
我们透过这个我们的日常的生活把主的话语记在我们心中。
The whole purpose of our life is around His word.
这就是我们住在基督里面的意思。
This is the way how we can live in Him, remain in Him.
这也是我们都要做的事情。
This is what we are going to do.
我不晓得你今天你做神学生，你怎样对待神的话语。
I don't know how your attitude toward the word of God is.
我不晓得你跟神的关系怎么样。
I don't know how is your relationship with God.
我们求主怜悯我们。
May God be merciful.
无论是在学院里面，或者将来你们在工厂上面。
Whether in the seminary or in the workplace.
你一定要看重神的话。
We have to emphasize to bear strongly the word of God.
并且要好好掌握神话语的
真意。We have to cling on and understand the meaning of the word of God.
这是非常非常重要的一件事情。
It's so important for us to know His word.
那另外一方面。
On the other hand,
我们不但要把神的话语藏在我们心灵里面
not only to take His word into our hearts,
我们也要把神的话语活出来
we are to live out His word.
住在基督里面，我们不但是把神的话语深深藏在心中
in Christ is not only to take in His word,
我们还要把神的话语活出来
we have to live out His word.
今天无论是传道人
so whether preachers or Christians,
我们最大的挑战
the biggest challenge for us,
最大的困难
the biggest difficulty,
就是知与行的平衡
is knowing and living it out cannot be balanced.
因为在知识与行为上面，这个我们就有一个距离
We need to balance what is what we know with what we are doing.
我们知道很多。
We know so many things.
我们却行的很少。
But we could not do them out.
特别传道人。
Especially preachers.
我们圣经知识知道了很多。
We know so many knowledge.
我们讲道是要求别人来做。
We talk, we preach to people.
但是我们呢？
But how is our?
也许我们像法利赛人一样。
We might be like Pharisees.
一根手头不都不肯动啊。
We would not even do those things ourselves.
这个是我们要反省的。
This is what we have to ponder.
我们做传道人不是单单把讲给别人听的。
As a pastor, we are not only to talk to preach well.
我们自己要好好来做。
We need to walk our talk.
我们在知与行上面必须要合一。
We have to balance. We have to have our knowledge.
才能够把我们的信仰活出来。
Knowing and doing should both be aligned.
主耶稣说：“你们要住在我的里面。”
Jesus says, "You have to abide in me."
我们不但能把神的话语天天藏在我们心中
，not only to keep His word daily in our hearts.
我们还要天天把神的话语活出来。
Every day we need to walk our this word.
今天我们查考圣经。
Today we look at His word.
我们研究圣经。
As we study His word,
我们这个来深入来的探讨
and we study and research in His word.
这些都是很好。
These are all good.
但是许多时候我们就好像一座的图书馆。
But many times we are like a library in ourselves.
一直把圣经的知识藏进去。
We keep all the knowledge, biblical knowledge. We keep piling up the knowledge.
但是神不要我们做一座的图书馆。
But God doesn't want us to be a biblical library.
我们要把神的话语活现出来。
We need to live it out.
神要我们去经历他。
To experience Him.
神要我们去体会他。
And to experience His truthfulness.
神要我们接着这样可以来确信他是信实的。
We have to really experience His faithfulness.
可能在遵循神的话语当中，我们有时候会失败。
Maybe in following His word, we might fail.
有时候我们会跌倒。
We might fail sometimes,
但是没有关系
but it's okay.
因为这个是我们神要我们我们来操练我们。
It's part of the training.
他要让我们来从失败当中再爬起来。
Every time we fall, we have to get up.
让我们继续来跟随主，
and continue to follow Him and love Him,
继续来服侍主
and serve Him.
耶稣说。
Jesus said,
你们如果遵行我的命令，就藏在我的爱中。
If you obey my commands, then you are in my love.
我们要结果子，我们就要住在主的里面。
To bear fruit, you have to be in Him.
住在主的里面，就要把神的话语藏在心中。
To abide in Him, to abide in His word.
我们也要把神的话语活出来。
And to live out His word.
这样我们做下去的时候
，With this,
我们就是一个爱主的人。
Then we are truly loving God.
一个。爱主的人是一个真正遵行主话语的人。
A person who truly loves the Lord is the one who follows His word.
一个爱主的人不是你圣经知识很好。
Not only that you know the Bible.
不是你对圣经的原文研究的很透彻。
Not only you know the original language, that's not enough.
不只是你神学知识很深。
Not only that you know all the theological knowledge.
不是你学问很好。
Not only you have this is not enough.
不是你的知名度有多广
，No matter how intelligent or how educated you are.
不是你的职位有多高
，Or how high is your position.
不是啦，这些东西。
These are not important compare to someone who truly loves the Lord.
是在你的生活当中把主的话语活出来。
Is the truly one who live out the word of God.
你在人的面前。
Before the people,
你要把神的话语真正的活现在神的面前。
You have to truly live out His teaching.
让人从你的生命当中来看见主耶稣基督。
And let people see Jesus in you.
请问今天你爱主吗
？Today, do you love the Lord?
今天你有没有遵行主的话语
？Do you obey His command?
别人能不能从你的身上来看见 看见主
？See Jesus in you.
我们怎样能够为主多结果子
？How can we bear more fruit for Christ?
就是我们要跟主
结连。We need to connect with Him.
跟主结连。
We have to remain in Him.
第二
，Secondly，
我们的生命必须接受主的修剪。
Our life should be pruned by Him.
第一节到第三节。
v verse
1
to 3
says,
主耶稣说,
Jesus said,
I'm the true vine, my father is the gardener.
He cuts
off every branch in me that bears no fruit.
While
every branch that bears fruit, he prunes so that it will even more be more fruitful.
第六节,
Verse 6. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a vine that is thrown away and withers, and branches are picked up and thrown into fire and burned.
在这里说,不结果子的,
if you are not fruitful,
you'll
be cut off.
被剪去,
be cut off.
那, 既然主是葡萄树,
since Jesus is the vine,
我们是枝子,
we are the branches.
那么被剪去的这些枝子是什么意思呢?
Those branches being cut off, what does that mean?
是不是指信徒不得救?
Is it the unsaved Christians?
属主的人可能不得救吗?
Those who belong to Christ, are they not saved?
所以呢, 在这一句话, 第二节, 这一句话, 还属我不结果子的这句话,
so verse 2, it says, those friends who belong to me and not fruitful,
要注意这节圣经的关键词,
you have to pay attention to the important word.
啊, 这关键词不是属我这个词,
not the word belong to me.
是不结果子的枝子。
The important word is those who are not bearing fruit.
重点在警告,
it's a warning.
啊, 这里不是指得救不得救的问题,
it's not about being saved or not.
这里是指到结果子或者是没有结果子的问题。
The point here is about bearing fruit or not bearing fruit.
因为耶稣基督有丰盛的生命,
because Christ has given us abundant life.
啊, 一个属于主的人, 他也有丰盛的生命。
A believer has a fruitful, abundant life.
所以一个真正做主的门徒的人, 他多多少少也要结出一些果子出来。
A true disciple of Christ at least should bear some fruit.
如果他属于主的人, 他是做主的门徒, 他没有结果子, 意思说他生命里面有大问题。
A disciple of Christ who bear no fruit, that means he has something wrong with his life.
所以今天我们必须检讨我们的生命。
We need to look at ourselves.
检讨我们自己。
We have to see and ponder.
啊, 如果说我们是一个真正得救的人,
are we truly someone who is saved?
如果我们真正是做主门徒的人,
are we a true disciple of Christ?
如果我们没有为主结果子, 我们的生命就很有问题。
Have we bared any fruit for the Lord?
主耶稣说我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
Jesus said, I'm the vine and my father is the gardener.
这栽培的人包括什么呢?
What does the gardener do?
他是一个培植葡萄树的人, 他会松土，他会浇灌施肥修剪。
He will soften the soil and water and even prune.
那天父是我们的主人。
Father is the owner.
那他会照顾我们, 他会培养我们。
He cares and he bears us up.
所以我们基督徒有神的照顾,
as Christian, we have his tender care.
但是他对我们的期望,
but he expects from us,
就是我们要多结果子,
is to bear more fruits.
那在第二节说, 还属我不结果子的, 他就剪去,
so verse 2, those without fruit he will cut off.
那不结果子的, 他就剪去, 这个剪去是我们中文的翻译,
so to cut the unbearing fruit ones.
但是在原来的意思是什么?
In the original language,
原来意思说, takes away, takes on,
it says to take away,
或者另外一个意思就是说, leave up, 就提起来,
or to leave it up.
所以呢, 还属主不结果子的枝子,
branches without fruit,
那栽培人会怎样?
The gardener, what would he do?
可能把它拿掉,
he will take away,
或者放在旁边,
or leave it at the side,
或者呢, 就是把它, 戳起来,
or pull it out,
再放在这个架上架子上面,
and put in the shelves,
然后让它再重新得到阳光得到空气, 让它比较容易结果子,
so that with more sunshine it might bear again.
那另外一方面,
another aspect,
我们看到说, 主耶稣说, 还结果子的, 他就修理干净,
Jesus said those who bear fruit he will prune,
使枝子结果子更多,
so it will bear more fruit.
那在这边特别讲到, 还结果子的, 他要修理干净,
so the fruitful one it will prune to make it clean.
也许你要问一个问题,
And we need to ask a question.
枝子既然已经在结果子了，他为什么还要修剪？
Since this branch is already bearing fruit, why would he cut the?
他修剪的目的是什么？
What's the purpose of cleaning it?
他修剪的目的就是要让你可以结更多的果子。
Purpose of pruning is to make it bear more fruit.
栽培的人他懂得怎样来栽种果子。
The gardener knows what he's doing.
那他懂得啊，什么地方需要修剪。
He knows where is he need to prune.
啊，他知道哪一些是多余的。
He knows where are the leftover.
哪一些是啊这个啊吸收了这个营养。
Where he need to cut it off so that it would.
但是对整棵树来讲，对结果子啊方面来讲是没有利益的。
Where he needs to cut off because they are useless in bearing fruit.
因为有些枝子它结果啊，它有一些呢啊就是啊在那边吸收营养，但是呢对结果子是没有贡献的。
Some branches just remain there and getting all the water but not bearing fruit.
所以它必须被剪掉。
So it have to be cut off.
那些可能是那些很茂盛的叶子。
Could be all those blooming with leaves.
那这叶子呢会吸收营养。
The branches with leaves will get the nutrition.
但是呢啊这个。当一棵树，一棵葡萄树，它的叶子很茂盛的时候
，When the leaves are big in the tree，
它的果子不会大，又不会甜。
The leaves will be very small and not sweet。
所以，这栽种的人他要做什么
？So what will the gardener do？
他就要把那些叶子剪掉。
It would cut off all these extra leaves。
让那些呀，所有的那些营养
，So the nourishment will go
directly
to the fruitful one。
让那些果子可以啊。长得更大
so the fruits will be bigger and sweeter.
啊，那么这些叶子啊，这些啊，
so the extra leaves
是代表什么？
What do they represent?
啊，代表说那些是你在你生命当中你可以夸口的东西。
Those leaves represent things that you could boast of.
那它就好像那棵树如果没有叶子，这瓜就是好像啊，菲律宾话说搞不啊，搞不。
It's like a bald tree without the leaves.
啊，没有可以夸，没有可以夸。
Nothing to boast of.
可以夸耀的地方。
Not beautiful if the tree.
但是呢，在我们的生命当中
，in our lives，
叶子可能代表我们外表的服饰。
The leaves might represent the outward appearance.
也可以代表我们可以夸口的地方。
What you're boasting of.
可以夸口的事情。
The things that you're boastful.
但是没有实质。
But it has no essence.
结果我们就没有办法为主结果子。
So cannot bear fruit.
所以我们必须接受主的修剪。
We might accept, we should accept his pruning.
在我们啊，我们在神学院里面。
In the seminary.
你们是比较舒服的一代。
You are the very comfortable generation, blessed one.
以前我在读神学的时候。
When I was a seminary years ago.
邵叔母他已经毕业了。
I was a graduate.
他是我的老师。
那么
我们的时代，我们可以说我们的时代。
During our time,
我们的时代呢，我们要清，我们要
We need to clean up the place.
要打扫
洗手间，
do cleaning, 打扫
toilet,
这个课室，
cleaning the class, the window.
还有这个宿舍，我们自己一定要负责的了哈。
Even the classroom and the dorms.
但是这些都是在操练我们。
These are part of our training.
让我们学习谦卑。
To learn humility.
在当我在新加坡进修的时候
，When I was doing my personal study,
我们有一个同学从印尼去印尼去读神学的。
There was a classmate from Indonesia.
他是一位律师。
He was a lawyer.
他奉献自己。
The lawyer dedicated himself to enter seminary.
但是以前新加坡神学院也好像我们以前的 BSOP 一样。
So that time, the Singapore seminary is like our
old
BSOP.
They
have no workers to clean up the place.
所以呢，每个同学要分配。
Every student is assigned to do certain tasks.
洗厕所啊
，clean the toilet, the hallway, the classroom,
课室啊
，everything assigned to each one.
但是他被分配要每个早上要。
It's a sign that every morning he would clean the toilet.
他刚刚开始的时候他很不习惯。
At the start, he does is not used to.
他心里面很不甘愿。
He was not willing.
我奉献是来读神学的。
I am dedicated to study, not to be a toilet cleaner.
我不是来洗厕所的。
I'm not here to clean toilet.
因为他自己在家里面，印尼也是好像菲律宾一样，可以请很多佣人的。
He has so many helpers, maids at home.
他家里有很多女佣可以清扫，
他不用做这清扫的工作。There are many maids and workers who do the cleaning at home.
但是他在那边一边打扫，一边又很埋怨的。
He was like grudging.
我是要来学，我是要来
complaining.
我是要来读神学的。
I'm here to study, not to clean the toilet.
不是要来洗清扫洗手间的。
So he was grumbling every day.
但是后来他学习谦卑。
At the end, he learned humility.
当他学他知道神借着这个环境来操练他的时候
When he understand that important part of his training,
他洗手他在这个清扫洗手间的时候，他就很甘愿的。
He's willing, grateful heart. Then he has that humble heart.
许多时候我们有很多夸耀的地方。
So many times we have things to boast of.
你以为你很棒。
We thought we are able in this thing.
你什么都会。
We thought we can do anything.
你以为你很你是一个很了不起的人。
We thought we are capable of anything.
但是许多时候，
but many times,
神要操练我们。
God is training us, pruning us,
修剪我们。
To prune us.
我有一个同学。
I have another classmate.
在新加坡
in Singapore,
我进修的时候，我有一个同学。
My other classmates.
他跟我同班。
He was with me in a class.
跟我很要好，我不知道为什么他跟我很要好。
He is very good friend with me. I don't know why he's good with me.
他读神学的时候，一边读神学一边做生意。
So as he study, he also do business.
那个时候他是新加坡的纸王啊，纸张的王啊。
Oh, he was a paper king. You know, they own the paper.
因为纸张工会的会长。
And he's the chairman of the paper company.
他说新加坡百分当时候百分在市场上面百分七十的这个纸张是他供应的。
So 70% of the paper supply is from him.
他很有钱。
He is so rich.
他驾车了，他来读
神学是驾奔驰的。He drove a high class car to the school.
他去讲道也是驾奔驰的。
And then he will drive this expensive car to church.
这个 Pastor Mercedes Pastor Benz.
He's a pastor.
奔驰牧师。
He drove the Benz, so he's a Benz pastor.
他其实他有很好的计划。
He has a many good plan.
但是呢。
But
神就修剪他
God is pruning him
让他谦卑下来
to humble him
你不会想到的
you couldn't imagine
其实他不是做坏事他才破产的
it's not that he did wrong that he
他是要为了帮助主内的弟兄才破产的
he said hard to help the bloody sister and then he was bankrupt
本来呢他计划很做到的
he has long range plan
他只有一个女儿
he only have one daughter
在新加坡大学读书
Who was studying in the university in Singapore.
他的女儿如果读完了,
so if the daughter finished high college,
把生意交给他的女儿来做,
he would give this business to the daughter.
他可以全职出来服侍,
and then he would serve the Lord wholeheartedly.
这个很好嘛, 对吗?
It's a good plan.
但是呢, 上帝的意思不是这样。
But God's will is not like that.
他的女儿还没有读完的时候,
before the daughter finished university,
神让他破产。
God make him bankrupt.
你知道我回来之前呢,
Before I return,
我读完读完书回来之前
，Before I return back to the Philippines,
他买了一架新的喷子
，He bought another new Benz.
然后他来接我
，And he picked me up.
他说你是第三个坐这部车的
，He said you are the third person who ride in this new Benz.
第一是我，第二是我太太，第三是你
，First is me, my wife, and the third one is you.
那是经过一年之后
，That's after a year.
我去缅甸宣教的时候
，When I went to
Myanmar
for mission, I passed by Singapore.
在那边呢，他叫也是叫那部喷子来接我。
He also used the same bench to pick me up.
但是呢，当我回来之前
，But before I returned,
他送我去飞机场之后
，He brought me to the airport.
他说，雷姆斯
，He said, Pastor Lim,
这也是你最后一次。
This is the last time you will be driving in my bench because after I drop you out.I will leave this bench to pay my debt.
再过一年
I will sell this.
我在去新加坡的时候
After a year, I went to
back. 他再来接我
He came again and picked me.
不是加喷池
No more bench.
是加一部老爷车
It's an old car.
神这样训练他
That's how God pruned him.
让他学习谦卑
To humble him.
神后来呢他虽然破产
Although he's bankrupt.
其实我很担心啊
I am so worried.
我怕他会就是离开服事的岗位。
I'm afraid he might leave his ministry.
但是他没有离开。
But he didn't.
我很感恩。
I thank God.
他也没有说为了这件事情觉得很自卑。
And he's not in fear of your old age.
他顺服神的管教。
He is submitted to the
pruning.
He submitted to the pruning of the Lord.
他还是忠心耿耿的在那边服侍神。
And he continued to serve the Lord.
虽然驾老爷车。
And he drove this old car.
但是还是还是在那边忠心的服侍主。
And faithfully continued his service.
亲爱的同学们。
Brothers and sisters.
将来你在工厂上面服侍。
One day when you serve the Lord.
可能你有很多可以夸耀的地方。
Many you have many things you could boast of.
但是你的生命需要神的修剪。
But your life need to be pruned.
你需要主把你修剪。
You let the gardener God.
你才能够为主结果子更多。
To prune you to become more fruitful.
那今天我不晓得你有没有被主修剪。
I don't know. Have you been pruned?
在最近，在你生命当中
，lately in your life，
你有没有一些很重要的事情，必须把它放在把它放弃
？Are there some important things that important to you and the Lord wants to take them away？
是不是有一些很重要的事情，你必须必须逃避
？Are there any things that you think important but you need to let them behind？
或者有一些很重要的事情，你必须把它抓紧。
Or are there some important thing you need to cling on?
神要借着圣灵来感动你，做出一个改变。
God will use the Holy Spirit to move you to do some changes.
葡萄树如果没有办法结果子
，If the vine could not bear fruit, the branch could not bear fruit.
他就要把它放在一边。
He will take it out.
但是呢，如果结果子，他还要修剪。
The fruitful one, he would prune.
同样，今天我们的生命
，The same thing, our life today.
如果你在服侍神。
If you're serving the Lord,
但是在我们的生命当中还有许多需要主的修剪。
But if there is still something in your life that needs to be pruned,
在我们的生命当中有好些破口。
If there are some broken walls,
这些破口需要主再来修剪。
That God needs to prune and to repair.
可能有一些事情我们没有办法让人知道。
There might be something that we cannot show to others.
就是那些在我们生命当中的那些拦住我们服侍神的东西。
Some things that obstructs our service to God.
无论是你的观念。
Maybe it's our ideology.
无论是你在生活上面的习惯。
Or our habits, our personal habits, or our ways of doing things.
我们需要主的修剪。
We need God's pruning.
需要主那边来磨练我们。
As He prunes us and trains us.
那么我们才能够为主多结果子。
Then we could bear more fruit for the Lord.
曾经有一群姐妹在一起读圣经。
One time there's a group of ladies who were studying the Bible.
当他们读到旧约圣经马拉基书第三章第三节的时候。
When they come to Malachi chapter 3 verse 3.
他们读到一句话他们不明白。
They come to a verse that they don't understand.
他那边他讲到说神坐下来，坐下，好像炼净银子的。
So it says, God sit down and refine. It's like the refining the gold, the silver.
另外呢，他们说神坐下来，就好像炼银子的。
God sit down and as a refiner and purifier of silver.
这些姐妹，她们读这句话的时候不明白。
The ladies, they don't understand what does
this phrase. 为什么神会坐下来，好像炼银子的银匠
？How come God sit down like a refiner of silver?
他们不明白。
What does it mean?
他们就叫一个姐妹。
So they ask another lady.
说这接下去这个礼拜，你抽一段时间去找那个做银子的。
So they ask one of the lady, next week you go and find somebody who's doing silver.
你看他们怎样做工
？The mint, and see how the silver means
work. 然后你找出答案出来。
And find the answer for us.
所以这个姐妹就接受这份功课。
So this lady accept the task.
她就去有一天一大早就到这个炼银的店铺里面去。
So early one morning she went to this maker of the silver.
要看那个银匠怎样炼银子。
And she want to see how this maker of silver will refine the silver.
她就看到那个银匠把一块很大块的银子放在炉里面。
She saw this person who put a big piece of silver into the furnace.
在那边大火一直烧。
And the big fire is burning.
烧了很久。
It burning so long.
那个银子那块银子融化掉了。
And it melted the silver.
她看到这个炼银子的就是坐在那边。
And the one who is refining will sit and look.
坐在那边一坐就两个小时。
And he sat for 2 hours.
他动都不动，就是坐在那边。
The person who is doing this still watching the burning silver.
这个姐妹就说：“先生，你为什么不休息一下？”
So this lady says, Sir, why don't you take a rest?
啊，他说不可以。
I could not rest. I have to watch the silver burning.
不可以啊，这个我要坐下来看。
I have to sit down and watch the burning silver.
啊，不可以啊，这个烧不够。
I could not make it not enough.
啊，也不可以烧过啊，这个过啊啊，这个过头哈。
It cannot overly burn or burn less.
啊，这是说要刚刚好。
I have to watch just the right moment.
那这个姐妹是说。怎么知道是刚刚
好？ How do you know? How would you know? It's just the right moment.
那个演讲说，那个杂质出来了，这个银子就变成纯了，
all rusted,
那个就刚刚好了嘛。
All the other things will come out, and it will be pure silver will be left.
啊，这个姐妹的莫名其妙，怎么样知道说这个杂质已经出来了，已经纯了
？So how can you understand? How can you see that those alloy out, and how can you see it's pure?
啊，这个银匠就说了一句话。
And so this silversmith says.
啊，他说。怎么样知道银子在炉里面已经纯了
？How would you know this silver is pure silver？
他说：“当我的眼睛看炉里面的银子的时候
，When my eyes look at this silver in the furnace，
我会从银子的表面看到我的脸。
If it could reflect my face，
那个就纯了。
Then this silver is already pure enough。
亲爱的同工们
，Your coworkers，
亲爱的同学们
，Your students。”
神在修剪我们
，The Lord is pruning us。
神也要在我们彰显，在我们生命当中彰显他自己的啊形象。
He wants us to reflect His image。
但是今天
，But today，
别人能不能从我们的生命当中看到神的形象
？Today， can others see Jesus in you？
我无论你是做神学生。
Whether you're students or your pastors,
能将啊别人能不能够从你的生命当中来看到主的荣美
？Can people see the beauty of Jesus in you?
如果没有
，If not,
我们还是需要主的修剪。
We need more pruning.
因为在我们的生命当中
，Because in our life,
有一些破口
，There are some brokenness, there are some alloys,
有一些啊可能人家不知道的。
There's a hidden bad habit.
我们有一些软弱。
There are some weaknesses.
我们有些过患。
There are still some faults.
我们有一些啊自己没有办法脱离的捆绑。
Some sinfulness that some bondage that we are not free yet.
可能是你的脾气。
Could be your temper.
啊，可能是你的性格。
Or your temperament.
可能是你的作风。
Or your ways of doing things.
可能是你的爱好。
Or your habits and your, you know.
那就是我们生活里面的破口。
This could be your weaknesses.
啊，那是我们生活里面的黑暗。
These are the darkness in your life.
所以今天我们需要神的修剪。
Today we need God's pruning.
请问今啊，最近你有没有被神修剪过
？Lately, have you been pruned by the Lord?
啊，请问当神修剪你的时候，你会怎样回应
？And as He prunes you, how would you respond?
你愿意接受神的修剪吗
？Are you willing to accept His pruning？
你愿意接受圣灵的感动吗
？Are you willing to be moved by the Holy Spirit？
你愿意放下你自己吗
？Are you willing to leave behind all that you have？
你愿意对主说，主啊
？Are you willing to tell the Lord？
我愿意接受你的修剪。
Lord, I accept your pruning。
我愿意放下那些原本所做的事情。
I'm to let go of all my bondage。
我愿意放下那些原本不愿意做的事情我愿意做那些原本不愿意做的事情。
I want to do what you want me to do that I don't like。
我愿意放弃那些不应该做的。
I would let go of what I should not be doing。
我愿意放下那些不应该说的。
I would leave what I don't。
我愿意放下那些不应该看的。
I would leave what I should not be seeing。
我愿意放下那些拦阻我亲近神。
I would leave everything that obstruct me from.
我愿意放下那些拦住我爱神、拦住我服侍神的事情和东西。
I would leave down all the obstacles that prevent me from going into your relationship.
你愿意对神说：“神啊，求你洁净我。”
Are you willing to ask the Lord to clean you?
求主帮助我。
May the Lord help us. Help me.
让我们在神的面前。
May He help us.
接受神的修剪。
To accept His pruning.
不然的话，我们没办法服侍神。
If not, we could not serve Him.
我们没有办法来为主结果子。
We could not bear fruit.
其实我们时间已经到了，超过了15分钟。
Our time is
now up. 所以我不要再讲下去，我要再讲，还要讲一个小时。
It take another hour for me to continue.
但是呢，我就门就停在这里。
But we'll stop here.
不过从这段经文让我们看到。
But from this passage,
我们主耶稣说他是真葡萄树。
Jesus says, "I'm the true vine."
那么我们是枝子。
We are the branches.
我们离掉他，我们就不能。
Apart from him, we can do nothing.
所以我们一定要跟主建立一个亲密的关系。
We need to establish an intimate relationship with the Lord.
我们一生的路程，我们的生命一定要跟主连接在一起。
Our life must be in him.
那我们才能够为主多结果子。
So that we could bear fruit.
那你如果你已经为主结果子
，and if you are bearing fruit already,
你还要。
You and I, we have to accept His pruning.
但主修剪我们的时候，我们很痛。
As He prunes us, it's very painful.
就好像那个在剪叶子，那个树会觉得很
痛。So it's like the pruning, cutting the leaves out.
那如果那棵树会发会出
声的时候，If the leaves could cry out,
他会说 out,
it would say,
out,
out, painful.
你剪一个就是
out. It's painful cutting.
在我们生命当中，我们需要经过那个
被剪的这个经历，被修剪的经
历。We need this kind
of pruning, this process of pruning,
我们才能为主多结果子。
So that we could bear more fruit.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们一生与主结连。
Throughout our life, we could continue to bear fruit.
一生常常接受主的修剪。
And continue to be under His pruning.
然后我们才能够为主多结果子。
And can bear more fruit.
求主带领我们。
May the Lord.
请
Help us.
小师母带领我们祷告。
Let us pray. 天父，谢谢你，让我们重新再来思考我们跟你的关系。主啊，你是真葡萄树，我们是枝子。求主你继续的修剪我们，因为你爱我们，你让我们知道，因为你爱你，就要修剪我们，让我们成为更多结果子的枝子。谢谢你，这样祷告是奉主的名求，阿门。